Valeu. Apanhei.
Welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast, where we give you the latest and greatest news in the entertainment industry and review movies and TV shows new and old. And now, here's your host, the Kingpin.
Hey guys, welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carrion, and I'm here with my buddy, Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
This episode, we're going to be reviewing the Suicide Squad trailer, and we will also be reviewing the show Falcon and Winter Soldier 1 and 2. We're going to be giving like our thoughts on the show so far, starting with the Suicide Squad. First, we've talked before about the first Suicide Squad, but briefly, like, what did you think of the first one?
The first one, to me, it wasn't that great. It was an okay movie. I mean, it was a little boring in some areas. It was like, honestly, I did not like the writing of Suicide Squad, mm-hmm. The origin, the first one. You know, so I really didn't enjoy the movie. But, yeah. You know, it was an okay movie. I would say like a 5, that movie. To me, it wasn't that great.
I felt like that they've tried to make them so weird that...
Yeah.
That was what, like, ruined the movie. That they were too weird. And, like, you couldn't really relate to these characters.
Exactly, that's true. There's, you know, there was no reason to love them.
Yeah. Even like the palette of the movie, like the weird, like colorful stuff, like when they're introducing who the characters are.
Yes.
And just like the vibe of what, like how they took this movie was just so weird, like a complete left turn.
I think to me it was like a darker, serious tone, less action, mm-hmm. adventure type. I mean, it's instead of making it more into heroes, okay, they're villain, and we understand that. Mm-hmm. But still, what we're talking about, they're villains becoming heroes, basically doing mm-hmm. good things, good, okay. You know, so they're basically becoming heroes, but they took it too dark. They made it too dark. Mm-hmm. You know, too plain. It wasn't that. It wasn't good. I did not enjoy it.
And like the main takeaway that people got from the movie was just the Joker was pretty bad to most people's opinions.
I personally didn't like it. I liked the last rendition of the Joker, mm-hmm. But this one I didn't like. It didn't really look like him.
Yeah,
you know, like the typical Joker.
Yeah, and it, I don't know, it lacked something, right? I don't know. Yeah,
a lot.
I forgot what I said before when we were talking about the Joker, but it felt like you couldn't take him seriously, like. He was not a threat. He looked like, not really.
Exactly. He didn't look like a crazy genius. Mm-hmm. He just looked like a crazy person.
Yeah.
But the Joker himself is a genius. He knows what he's doing. He's organized. He plans things. You know, this guy is, you know, he didn't look, you know, like the Joker that we know.
The he wasn't threatening.
The expert assassin, the... Mm-hmm. You know, all those things that, you know, that kept Batman on his feet, you know?
Yeah, he was missing that part, yeah. And then, like, the bad guy of the movie was so, like, a generic bad guy type of villain.
Yeah, it was, you know, it didn't really hate her or love him or hate him. It was an okay villain. Like,
what was her like motive anyway?
To take back the earth, most likely. To take back her kingdom. It's just
generic.
Exactly. It's too blah. Too meh.
And she wasn't even the one fighting. It's just her. Then she's her like brother. Sends her brother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. It had potential.
Yeah.
It had some potential, but the writing was not that good. And with Will Smith. Mm-hmm. What they did with his character, you know, making him too, you know, like making, putting him with his son and doing all that. I know it is to make the character look like he's good, you know, he's bad, but he's good at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, but that didn't really fit the character.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this guy's an assassin. This guy doesn't care about anybody. I mean, it's. You know, they're trying to humanize him a little too much. I think because they did that because it's Will Smith, and they don't want him to give, Will Smith a character that makes him look like pure, completely evil.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, like, they toned down the character from the comic books completely. Because this guy was supposed to be an assassin. Like, he gets paid to kill, like, high-profile people.
Exactly, and they just made him like that's his weakness, you know, his kid.
Yeah. You know. And like he killed for money.
Exactly.
For his kids.
No, they tried to, you know, to make him look better than what he's supposed to be.
I think that's like that's what sucks. Like there's like good and bad into having like a high profile actor into like these type of stuff. Like, I don't know, what do you think about, like, Black Adam, The Rock being as Black Adam?
Because, he's perfect for that.
Yeah. But he's taking more of a anti-hero role than a villain. Because, you know, for some reason, like, high-profile actors, they don't want to be bad guys. Like,
they'll be bad guys to a certain point.
Yeah, like Will Smith, like an intertwine, background-ish type of like, not a villain. Like they make him, his name is a villain, but look, he's not a villain.
It's like he's a villain because of a certain reason, and he does it because. There's something going on in his life that he has to do it, basically. Like, you know, mm-hmm. he's basically forced to do it. You know, so, you know, it's like he's evil just because. Well, Black Adam, you know, is if, you know, The Rock as Black Adam, I mean, he cannot be too completely evil. I mean, he has to, mm-hmm. you know. But he's the best choice for that character.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he looks it, he acts it, all you have to do with him is just put the uniform and that's it. He looks like the character.
Yeah. You know, yeah, so. He's perfect for it. Yeah, for sure.
And he's a good actor, too. Yeah. I mean, sort of.
Everybody he's a decent actor. Everybody that listens to the show knows that I don't like The Rock. He's not. Because it's just, he plays himself in everything.
Yeah, but still, that's what he is, and that's it. Doesn't, you know, there's a lot of other actors that does the same thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. And then now to, like, the new Suicide Squad trailer. Man, it didn't give us enough, like, information, but, like, what we got, it's pretty, like, awesome. And because, so James Gunn is the director, and he directed the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one and the second one. So, for sure, like, he's meant for this. Because he knows how to take care of, like, a band of misfits. Yeah, because in the first one, you felt like they weren't, like, they were forced into being together. Which is, like, that's the meaning of the characters of the comic book, but not to an extent, you know, like you still would have to make them like each other, because like,
yes,
it's gonna
work together.
Yeah, be one-sided too. Like, there's not gonna be any depth to anything if you do it that way.
Yes.
And we find out finally what Sylvester Stallone was doing, like filming in the Suicide Squad. He's Shark King guy. Shark, which is King awesome. Shark. He says, "Hand." Man, hopefully he has more lines, but I think his voice is just like, is a big guy voice, so it's perfect for King Shark.
Yeah.
And then we have like the Polka Dot Man. We have Weasel. John Cena's character, Peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blackguard, Pete Davidson, like the whole cast is pretty good. Margot Robbie is still coming back as Harley Quinn. Idris Elba is Bloodsport. Initially, like, we thought he was gonna replace Will Smith's character. Yeah. Maybe that was the idea, but then I think James Gunn came in and like he didn't want to ruin the what is it called, like the universe that was created in the Suicide Squad, the first one. So I think that's what he was going for, and just gave him another character. Michael Rooker is back also, like in another type of role, that because he was Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy, the blue yes. guy. And yeah, he's an awesome actor. So I'm like, I was recently watching The Walking Dead, and he's, man, the last episode before he dies in The Walking Dead, oh, it crushed me. Because you finally see like that he's a good guy, and he was good, like he was an a-hole, but then like that last episode just made you like feel like, oh my god, like so bad that he tried to kill the governor, but it didn't work out, and then the governor let him turn into a walker, and then his brother Daryl had to see him like that, and ugh.
Yeah.
Ooh. And then
that was crazy.
Viola Davis is back, and she's a good actor too. Yeah. I just hope like I'm hoping, and I think I for sure this is gonna be a good movie. For sure we're gonna review it. What do you think?
I'm thinking, you know, from the video that we watched, I mean, it's they tone it down. They tone out the darkness of it.
Mm-hmm.
They it seems like it's gonna be a little more fun. There's more unity within the team. You can see more like you said, that they like each other, and that they're gonna work together.
Mm-hmm.
And I even from the captain, the lady,
mm-hmm.
It seems like she's more toned down.
Yeah,
because she was a little too oof. Much on the first
Suicide Squad.
It was like a little too angry, she was too
ice
tough,
cold,
too much, you know. And this one, she seems to be a little more, you know, toned down. So I think, you know, most likely this director, he heard, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he saw, you know, he made corrections
yeah.
to the previous ones. He saw what didn't work and what worked.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Man, just the whole trailer.
I think it's gonna be a good movie. It looks like, I will definitely watch it.
Like King Shark, like eating a whole person, and then like another scene, he's like ripping someone in half, and then we see, I think Starro. I don't know if that's gonna be one of the main villains, but do you know that big star that was in the trailer? Yeah, so it's a guy. I don't know if you saw in the trailer, it's a guy with like some stuff on his head. A lot of I think he's controlling the monster. He has some type of spikes on his head.
Yes.
And then
I saw that character.
Yeah, and he's, I think he's controlling Starro, which is the huge star that we see in the trailer. And like a huge Easter egg because that character is the first time, it was in the first comic book where Justice League like formed. And that's the first bad guy they fought was Starro.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And it's just like a generic, like old bad guy character. Like it's just a monster and then he can create like smaller stars that attack you also. And man, when I saw it, I freaked out because I don't know. I'm just a fanboy of this stuff.
I see. It looks like it's going to be a good movie. Looks like it's going to be entertaining. Unlike the first one. But let's keep our fingers crossed that they don't mess it up.
And we might review Peacekeeper also, which is John Cena's character. He's getting his own HBO Max TV show. So it's going to be directed by James Gunn also. So we'll see. It sounds good.
He's gonna be his own thing.
Yeah, it's like he's like an evil like Captain America. Like he doesn't know, he doesn't care like what it takes to keep the peace, though he wants to kill to keep peace. It's like it's a very like meta character.
I got you because the costume is funny though. I mean, his costume. I mean, I saw it. I was like.
When the characters, one of the characters said, he said, "It looks like you're wearing a toilet for a head."
yeah, it was kind of funny.
Man, yeah, I'm just excited for this. This is I think this is the only thing I've been most excited for the DC, like, in a while. Like, besides the Joker.
And now, back to our show. This is the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast.
But, I watched The Mighty Ducks. I don't want to, like, talk about it too much, but I watched The Mighty Ducks TV show. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be more, like, to the older audience that, like, grew up with it, but this show is, like, meant for, like, I felt like teenagers, like would watch this.
Oh, okay. I'm not really too much into the Mighty Ducks anymore. I mean, yeah. I love the first one, the first couple Mighty Ducks, but then it became repetitive, the same storyline, you know.
The second one is close to my heart. The second one's my favorite. And
they're pretty good, though.
They did Emilio Estevez's character like pretty bad, like because now he hates kids and he hates hockey now. It didn't explain why or anything, and then he's eating a lot in the show. Like they're making fun of like he's fat now, I guess.
Is it him himself? I mean, like he's playing himself.
Yeah.
Is Emilio Estevez? Oh, I thought you.
No,
liked
he's the character. No, he's playing Gordon Bombay.
Oh, okay.
But he's like every scene you see, he's eating. And I guess, I don't know.
They would have to explain what happened to him if he went through something.
Yeah, they never said anything. He just says like, I don't like kids and I don't like hockey, but he owns a ice rink.
But maybe it's confusing. I mean, he lost everything because of it. And maybe he did a big sacrifice and he lost everything. And, well, maybe his girl left him and, you know, stuff like that happened. That he became, like, bitter because of the game. I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe. I'm just thinking that there has to be a reason. I mean, but they should explain it.
Yeah, they haven't explained it yet. Shouldn't just leave it like that. But I think honestly, they're just going to leave it like that. That's my opinion.
But yeah, because in the first movies, I mean, he was good with kids and he loved, ice skating. I mean,
but like in the end, he eventually like is basically forced to be the coach later, like in the episode. He's forced to be a coach of this new hockey team.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe, you know, but he grew, you know, like a family, became like a family. So I don't know why he would be so angry.
No idea.
Yeah, they, and, you know,
like two scenes in a row, though, like that we first see him, he's eating a whole cake. A whole cake he's eating. Like a big cake. Like,
that's like what I'm saying. That's a sign of his head. That's a sign of emotional problem. So, I mean, they think about this stuff, you know, the writers. So, most likely, he has an emotion, something happening in his past, you know, that made him like that.
Yeah. And then, like, the third scene we see him, he's eating a pizza. A whole pie to himself.
That's what I'm saying. Comfort food. Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I'll keep you updated.
Well, that's cool.
And, well, now back to the Falcon and Winter Soldier. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So, like, the first episode basically, like, establishes what's going on with, like, with their characters. Because Bucky is not really 100% there on his head. So he's taking therapy.
This is funny.
And then we see Falcon, he's working back in the military. But we see, like, now that, like, Tony's gone and, like, there's not really Avengers anymore, he's having financial troubles also.
But that's in part two.
Yeah, that's part two. But,
or we could just do it together.
Yeah. What? Yeah, they're gonna watch both of them anyway. So, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and I know you had some questions about that. We'll get to it in a bit. And in the end of the first episode, we see that there's a new Captain America because Falcon relinquished the shield that Captain America gave him to the Smithsonians. But then the government took the shield and, like, gave somebody else the name of Captain America, and it's some, like, soldier, and he seems like a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I actually liked him.
Yeah,
he's, you know, he seems like he's doing it from the heart.
Yeah, did you know he was what is it called? He was a test screening for Captain America, like the original Captain America. Original. Yeah.
And that's funny. They gave him this.
Yeah.
One.
That's Kurt Russell's son.
That's so good.
Yeah. And yeah, I just thought it was crazy that he was, like, trying to be Captain America and then they casted him for this role. And we'll see if maybe they'll, in this version, maybe he'll be a nice guy the whole time, or we'll see. Maybe he turns somehow, or.
I mean, if he turns, it's because of them, because of Falcon and Bucky, you know, because they're treating him really bad. I mean, yeah. It's not his fault. I mean, they named him Captain America. You know, they chose him for that. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like he was after it, you know.
Yeah, it's Falcon's fault.
Yeah, he's too much. But and Falcon was the one who gave up the shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gave it up. He didn't want to be the next Captain America, so I mean, why are you complaining now?
I feel like the stinginess hopefully will tone down later, because it's gonna get, like, too annoying easily.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, just for the audience to know, this is not WandaVision. This is not as good as that.
Yeah.
To me, WandaVision was perfect. Was a great series. I mean, it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved it from beginning to end. I loved it. This one, I have my reservations on them, because they started to implement in the writing. They started to implement some things that I didn't really like, unnecessary things. You know, especially politics. You know, into the.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, that doesn't really fit with the show, with the narrative.
Yeah, like, you know. I understand, like some people just don't like politics in their, like, what TV shows or movies.
I hate,
like,
it. Yeah. I really hate politics in my shows. You know, I have enough of real life outside. I want my entertainment to be entertainment, not to be something to indoctrinate you or tell you what to do or give you their views. No, I mean, you're here to entertain.
Yeah.
You know, what they did with the cop. Mm-hmm. You know, like stopping in the middle of, you know, like, because he was raising his voice, the Falcon was raising his voice. You know, it's like, oh, show me an ID and everything. That's not going to happen. You know, that happened
that was
in
so
the
random.
Past. That was exactly, it was too out of the, you know, it did not fit.
It's weird because as soon as he yelled, there's like two cop cars come out of nowhere. Woo, woo. Like, it was so random.
It was too staged. It looked too, it looked like it was made on purpose to show that cops are racist. It was exactly like made on purpose for that. You know, and, you know, it's like, I don't have to show you my ID. I mean, okay, we see that in YouTube all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. And this did not fit. This did not fit the show.
Yeah, it had nothing really to do with it. Or it didn't have to, actually. It didn't have to.
I mean, they're starting to add things that shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And the question that I had for you before about how is he poor? I mean, okay, I understand he was away for 5 years. I mean, he disappeared for 5 years. But come on, they saved the world. I mean, shouldn't they get a little bit of special treatment, at least, you know, in loans through the government and stuff like that? I mean...
Well, because remember the Sokovia Accord stuff, remember? The Falcon, I don't think he signed it. So he, like, chose not to be with the government. Mm. And then, even then, like, Tony was the one paying for, like, the bills of everything. I don't know if they had pension or anything when they were Avengers. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean...
Those race questions.
Exactly. I mean, and also for the bank. You know, that scene with the bank, that seemed to be a little too much. I think, honestly, I did not... It didn't fit the... That she, you know, like, they were having so much problem getting a loan from the bank, and he's the Falcon. You know? I mean, you know, and we know that banks, you know, are able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... I don't know, it didn't feel right.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff that doesn't feel right. That feels thrown in there for a purpose.
I also felt like I think the bank owner was trying to be racist. I don't know.
Exactly. That's also what I felt too. Like,
but like, yeah. Why? Like it didn't make sense. They're trying to get a loan, and I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
It does not fit. It doesn't fit into the. It's out of place. That's the thing. It's out of place. You know. But
you'd have to question if this is like what the actors wanted or the writers. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, now, and Disney's been influenced a lot by politics now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their shows, a lot of everything is being, you know, driven by media, by radicals and stuff like that. So they're gonna start showing that in the, you know, in the. Yeah. Movies,
and like the
which is a even, mistake.
Yeah, yeah. The entertainment, like movies, TV shows, they shouldn't involve politics unless like the movie is about politics
exactly.
And stuff. But like back to the like the characters, like the Falcon and Winter Soldier. I thought they went the wrong way, like in. This version of what they're trying to do, because I think they watched like Civil War, Captain America Civil War,
yes,
and they saw them like interacting, and that's what they wanted to go with, like because in Civil War they were like joking around, like fighting with each other, because they're supposed to be like the comedy relief,
yes,
and like they blossomed that into like I forgot what those movies are called, like those funny cop shows, the cop movies, like they don't like each other, but they have to work together, so they pick on each other.
Oh, yes, yeah. And the odd couple.
Yeah. I felt like it didn't fit. I don't know if it's like maybe their chemistry or maybe like...
That is so true. You're absolutely right. The chemistry is not there.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't fit. I don't know if it is the writing or it's themselves, but the chemistry is not there.
Because I've seen like interviews with each other. Like they joke around. So I don't know.
There's chemistry out of the set.
Right. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. There's something missing. Maybe it's the writing. Could be. But I would have liked them to be fighting, you know, but not like joking around. Because obviously, like, you need conflict between each other because it makes sense, like, why they would be fighting against each other. But then to be fighting and then a second later you're joking, it just doesn't make sense.
Exactly. It's like now they're just going to work together just to finish this mission practically, and then they just go their own way.
And even that sounded so...
Yeah.
I didn't take it seriously because it sounded like they weren't taking it like that seriously. Like, after this, we're done. Like, it was so, like... it felt like a joke, that line. I felt like they weren't serious about it.
Yeah, everything doesn't seem... to be honest, I think it's the writing.
Could be.
I actually think that the writing, you know, is either rushed or they really did not think it through, you know?
Especially, like, the jokes. I don't know what's up with, like... some of the jokes, I think, just they fall flat. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Even, like, the first episode of the soldier that was driving... in the ground while Falcon is like fighting in the air.
Yes.
I felt like his lines were pretty like weak.
Yeah, I mean, the scene, the Falcon scene, you know, that he was up in the air and everything. That was cool.
No, the fighting scene, yeah.
That was good. That was really good with the helicopters, with everything. That was really cool. The guy in the Jeep, the soldiers, that could have actually be cut down completely, because they were taking it too, like, it's funny and happy, like there was no seriousness. This is, they're in a mission. They're in a mission that to save, you know, to get this captain or this soldier that they were trying to rescue.
Yeah,
that was very, very important to get. And the way that they're acting is too childish, you know, like they're little kids, you know. So it didn't fit right. That's what I'm saying. I think the problem is the writing, not the actors themselves.
I agree. Like, for sure, like the guy in the Jeep is just... Yeah, for sure. Like, they weren't taking it seriously, and I thought the tone was gonna be like Captain America: The Winter Soldier, that type of tone, like a serious tone, like time to fight. We're gonna fight like these bad people. Like, even in the beginning, like, that's exactly the first thing he does, is like, nobody's joking around. We're going to do this mission, and that's what we're doing, and then. They're fighting. It's barely any dialogue, and all you see is fighting.
And exactly.
I don't know if maybe they try to do cadence to a younger audience. Maybe that's why they toned everything down a bit. I don't know.
Perhaps they're trying to do that, but by doing that, they're not really doing justice to the action scenes.
Yeah.
They're killing it. They're killing the action thing.
Yeah.
Because it's becoming too, you know, childish.
Yeah.
And because this guy, Falcon, is risking his life. And the soldiers and everything. And people are dying, literally. Even the bad guys are dying, you know, in this fight and everything. And they are taking it so lightly.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't fit. And, like, real soldiers would not be like that.
And, like, for sure, I think, like, out of these two, I like Winter Soldier's character arc better.
Yes, I do. I do like it much better.
Maybe because they're taking it more seriously. Because
he's trying even to make amends.
Yeah, because we see, like, apparently he didn't know that one of his friend's sons, like, Winter Soldier killed his friend's son.
Yeah, the Asian
and stuff like
man.
That. I felt like that was like a plot hole. Like, shouldn't you have known? I felt. And why is he friends with the old guy?
And what are the odds?
Yeah.
That he actually befriended, you know, the father of the one that you killed.
And an old man, like. An
old man, exactly. Yes.
I don't know. Why an old man? Because he's old, I guess. That's the joke.
Well, he's 106 years old anyway. So.
And I didn't like his haircut. Maybe I liked his long hair.
Yeah, me too, definitely. That made him seem much, much, much cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and then, yeah, his character arc is totally like better because, yeah, we see like more depth to it, and probably because there was less politics in it also.
Exactly.
And then Falcon's character is like all politics, and then, yeah.
That's cringy. Politics are cringy. And
but
not.
like my favorite character like in general is definitely like the new Captain America. Like his acting is pretty great. His lines I don't know. That's pretty good. And like they told some of his background story.
Yes.
Which like I respect him even more now that like they explained like who he is and stuff by the second episode.
He was basically a real hero, so a military hero. He wasn't just a random person that you just picked. Mm-hmm. It was somebody that really gave his life, you know, for, you know, like I think who was it, Falcon or Bucky that said to Tolu, "Have you ever fallen on top of a grenade or a landmine, something like that?"
I think it was Bucky.
Yeah, he said, "Yeah, four." You know, yeah, he like basically, yeah, definitely, I did four.
What did he say? He said something else, like four. He used something. I think his helmet, I think he said, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. But, you know, he's like, you know, he, like, in other words, he did, you know, gave his life for the country. I mean, like, he, you know, and he's, like I said, he's not a bad guy at all. I mean, he's cool, but that's what I'm saying, that Falcon's and Bucky's anger is a little too much.
I think they thought, like, this would be funny if they're just picking on him. I think that's my thought of what they were doing.
But they seem like a bully.
Yeah.
You know, and they're basically making Captain America look like he's evil or like he's bad. Mm-hmm. You know, because you cannot love both of them. You know, you have to hate one and love the other. So. Yeah. And Captain America hasn't done anything wrong. He tried to help them. He basically saved their lives, you know, when they were fighting those guys on the trailers. You know, he was doing really good, you know.
Yeah.
And for somebody who's not augmented, you know, like with the
super strength or anything.
Super strength or anything like that. He's doing excellent, you know, using the shield and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't have the strength.
And Bucky caught it for him one of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your take on the villains of the... I think this is going to be the villain of the season, which is the... What are they called? Flag Smashers, I think the organization is called.
Yeah, one world, one... No borders, one world.
Yeah, one world.
One world, one land, or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, like they don't want borders.
one people, one war, one land.
Yeah.
You know, something like
so
that.
So basically, like, they don't want any borders, and they just want... They said, like it was when the snap happened. Like, everybody was working together.
Yeah, but they have to... I'm sure they're going to explain how they became so strong. How they got the serum, or how they became that strong.
Yeah.
Because they have superhuman strength, so...
I was thinking, like, maybe, like, Baron Zemo, because he knew, like, soldiers, like, back in Civil War, there was, like, soldiers that had superhuman strength.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up dying, right, I think, something like that?
Yeah, but remember that they went to see Isaiah, the old man that had superhuman, you know, he was a super soldier. Yeah. And he actually, you know, Bucky said that they were, you know, basically he was captured, and they tortured him. They threw blood out of him for almost 30 years, you know, that he was, you know, so they could have taken his blood and synthesized, you know, something to inject to the other guys to make them strong.
And I like this character also because this is, like, also in the comic books. I'm not sure what year. I don't think, like, in the beginning of Captain America's beginning, like, years. But this is, like, this doesn't... They don't really say it, but he was a slave during that time. Like, World War II-ish. He was a slave because, like... racial, because he was, like, black.
Yes.
And like in the comic books, like, they captured him, tortured him, and they injected him with the super serum. Like, he wasn't, yeah, like, he wasn't, like, asked to, hey, do you want to do this? No, they just captured him and tortured him, and then, like, used him as their guinea pig and gave him the superhuman strength and stuff. But I thought this was, like, I liked the depth into, more depth into, like, the times. Yes. And it didn't feel too political, and it just, like, felt like there was more depth to,
yeah,
more depth to the story.
Yeah, that was good. That was very, yeah, that was okay with it. As long as the politics and everything remains within its time period, you know, it relates it to whatever they're saying, then fine. I personally have no problem with it. You know, but just to put it out of the way, just to make a point, that's what I have a problem with. To physically change something, to put it, to inject it in there, you know. But if something that relates to something, fine. You know, something that happened in the past, fine. That you can use that. There's no problem. I mean, it's fine. But don't inject it. Just to make a point. Just to... You know, but hopefully they'll correct that in the future episodes. Because if not, there's gonna be a lot of people in YouTube, and a lot of people are not gonna be happy, and they're just gonna stop watching the, just like they did with a lot of other shows.
Yeah, for sure. And in the end of the second episode, we see that they have to talk to Baron Zemo. And he, like, he's one of my favorite characters, like, because, I don't know, I like villains more, like, as character-wise, because there's more depth to them than, like, a hero, I feel like, because some heroes are just, like, one-sided, and, like, villains have more, like, character into them, and, like, Baron Zemo, I hope, like, they do him justice, because they didn't do him as, like, they didn't do, make... him so great in Civil War. I thought he was not, like, the real Baron Zemo from, like, the comic books. Because he was, like, a dictator, basically. And, like, he was not that in Civil War.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember him. He was more just like somebody that wanted chaos. Like, you know.
Yeah, because he's more of a replacement, like, basically, for Red Skull.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that didn't work. In the Civil Civil War. Just, yeah, like you said, he just wanted chaos for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Never explained, like, didn't make sense why he would want chaos, and yeah, just didn't make sense.
Yeah, that's why he put the Winter Soldier and Iron Man, you know, together to tell the story and everything, so they could fight, so they could.
That's the only thing I hate, is that it's basically his fault that they're Captain America and Iron Man are fighting, and like that's the only thing that's tainting the Civil War movie.
Yeah,
I feel like, but hopefully they fix the character and they put more depth into him and make it more of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your like final thoughts of the show so far?
To be honest, I did not really like it. I mean, it was okay, but I really don't have too much expectations for now. I mean, hopefully they'll fix those things in the future. Maybe hopefully the future episodes will be better. But I honestly, you know, it's not something that I'm excited to wait for the next week to see. Like I used to do with WandaVision. I used to be like waiting for Friday to come, you know, just to so I could watch the next episode. I mean, I always wanted to watch it. You know, I was just waiting for it. This one, I'm like, oh, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, okay. You know, doesn't really change anything. You know, I'm not that excited about it. But, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll fix it up a little bit. You know, because they could. They could fix it. They could, you know. It maybe it's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's only these few episodes that are a little, you know, not written that well. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, my thing is, like, the writing and character-wise, like, the like Falcon Winter Soldier should not be like this. They should be, like, I feel like it would make sense, like, they wouldn't get along. They just wouldn't get along, like, and not have this making fun of each other, being silly vibe that they're, like, having. And even the jokes are just not there.
Exactly.
And, I mean, I'll keep watching because, like, I'm a Marvel fan, so I need to keep watching. But I think, like, as a casual audience, I wouldn't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I would just wouldn't recommend it.
Exactly.
So far. So we'll see. We'll see if we keep reviewing it. I'm not sure. I'll think about it by the third episode if we should, but
exactly. I mean, like I said, it's one of those shows that if you see it, good. If you don't see it, still the same. It doesn't change anything because it's really not that interesting. You know, like I keep comparing it. Like WandaVision, you have to see it. You gotta go see it. I mean, the whole thing, beginning to end, I enjoyed it. Okay, the first episode, okay, was a little weird because we were not used to that style, you know, but then we understood what it was, you know, but this is completely different, and this is starting, like, in real, you know, real life kind of thing, you know, the Falcon and Winter Soldier is not, you know, it's not being influenced by magic or anything like that. This is, like, real military stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no illusions and stuff like that. So, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Like I said, I just wouldn't recommend it. But so our next episode where I believe Kong versus Godzilla versus Kong or Kong versus Godzilla is going to be next week. So we might be reviewing that, or if not, we're going to be, like, talking about our favorite TV shows and why, like, what's a perfect TV show and, you know,
great,
what we think a perfect TV show is and stuff, which it's going to be fun if we talk about it.
Sounds great.
And, yeah, and we'll keep it short this week, and we thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys are enjoying this. And if you guys do, make sure you guys are sharing this to your friends and family that like the stuff. And yeah, we'll catch you in the next episode. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
This has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC, where we give you the latest news in the entertainment industry.
That's why I'm the Kingpin.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.